Hello, world. This is the Know Your Place podcast. I'm your host, Charles Altendorf, and we're on episode 56. On this week's episode, I thought I'd like to take a minute and sort of talk about what I feel are Italian cultural references. I don't know what really inspired me to do it this week, but I just felt like talking about some. When I think of my first real introduction into Italian culture was when I was a kid. I watched the movie The Godfather, and that movie is quite the movie, because it while it does, some people say it glorifies mob life, it gives you really interesting cultural glimpses. Like for me, I can't remove the wedding scene, from Italian culture. Like, there's got to be all the family there and all these different food, and they're singing songs and whatever, And I can't remove the imagery of Sicily they showed in the movie, especially in the first episode when Michael goes there. It's just something that can't be removed. It can't unsee it that way. And I don't know if that's a misconceived notion, but I feel like it's not, because based upon my personal experience in America, I think Italians, especially when they came here, I don't know what they're like in other countries where they've immigrated, but here, almost every Italian American I've met, especially first generation ones, they absolutely are proud of being seen as Italian Americans. They absolutely don't care if they seem like a character, if you get my drift, whereas perhaps, there was a time when German Americans were a little embarrassed to be seen as German Americans. Irish were too. I don't get that vibe at all from Italians. I think they very much, still retain their roots and are proud of their roots. And it's cool. It's absolutely cool. It's very exciting. I love going out to, Italian restaurants and ones that, seem more authentic. Although I will say, what's authentic and what's not, I have no idea. I don't claim to be an expert. Won't claim to be an expert. But, I love all the different dishes and the cheese and the noodles and the, and their desserts. It's just, it's amazing. I do believe they have the best European cuisine. And I had a friend, former coworkers, he had an Italian grandmother who lived in Genoa. I was so stinking jealous. I was like, I have got to go there. I've got to try her cooking. It's a good thing I don't live over there, because I'd be fat. But anyway, beyond that, so my exposure to that was in the movies. There also was that movie, The Italian Job, which is kind of lame, but kind of, gives you more of another glimpse into Italy a little bit, And then we sort of, obviously everybody still talks about the Roman Empire, but, that's sort of defunct. So when I think of Italians, I think of it summarized best as that scene in The Godfather where Michael and his bodyguards go stop after a long day of walking, and they sit to have lunch somewhere, and the bodyguards are commenting about how this one girl looked at Michael and she gave him the look, and they're going to be soulmates or something. And then, the owner of the place turns around and starts yelling at his daughter in the back, and the guy's like, we better get out of here, he's going to be mad. That's what I think of. Italians are, they do have a little bit of a rough side to them, a little intense, but they are absolutely gracious too, because later on in the movie, they're bending over backwards to make Michael feel comfortable. They have just the best hospitality. I cannot say that enough. Everywhere I've eaten, every time I've hung out with somebody that's Italian, I've just felt like they've bent over backwards to make me feel welcome, and that's really nice. It's something that's kind of lacking today. In some ways, Italian culture doesn't fit very well into modern times, because I think this goes back to sort of the merchant tradition of Italy, you know, of the Renaissance era, you know, and how they, you know, to make part of the way you make money is by making people feel comfortable and wanting to buy from you. So, you know, being heavily dominated by a merchant trade, you know, Italians, that's how they generally lean, I think, is to serve and to, you know, just make you feel overly welcome and just impress you with very outward sides of meat and opulence, you know, perhaps even when they're struggling with things going on, you know. And but the other thing that you have to understand is they are crazy over the top. You know, there's no way else to put it, you know. And no one epitomizes that more than often elected Berlusconi. Often elected, finally barred from running Berlusconi. I watched John Oliver's Last Week Tonight episode on Berlusconi the other day. And, it was on the Italian election, and they talked about Berlusconi and all of his crazy dealings, you know, where he's hitting on, you know, the wives of people who work for him in soccer, holding a baby lamb, having all these crazy private parties, you know, having a volcano built at his house. You know, that... I won't be too insulting here, but that is definitely what I would consider an Italian stereotype. You know, it doesn't scream more Italy than Berlusconi. And I hope that doesn't get me a bunch of negative comments, but, you know, just be proud to be you. You do you, Italy. You do you. I absolutely love you, Italy. You're such a weird cluster that just is amazing. I don't ever want to see your culture die. And unfortunately, Italy's culture is struggling a bit. From what I understand, their birth rate is one of the lowest in Europe. And they're, you know, they're dealing with lots of migrant problems. And I just want to say, it's important we retain Italian culture. It really is. It's, you know, they, especially their food tradition and their merchant tradition and their gifts to, you know, mercantilism. I cannot downplay enough how important I find Italian culture. You know, let's see, other things that I'm, you know, when I think of it, I think of, you know, slow music with accordions or, you know, just very serenadist music, you know, stuff you do to try and be soft on the ladies, you know. It's, and then, you know, Italian women, let me tell you, they are excellent cooks, very strong women. Every Italian woman I've met has been a very strong woman. I'm very much admire their culture. It's really a pity to me that they're just, I think part of the problem with Italy is its terrain kind of inhibits it from being more of a country than, you know, a more prosperous country. And it's really a shame because it's, like I said, the people are just so amazing. You know, they're just, there's something to really behold. Let's see, what else was I exposed to with Italian culture when I was a kid? You know, just sort of absurd things like Sinatra and, you know, sort of, again, this is all sort of roped into Italian-Americanism, and I understand there is a difference, but what I love about it is the Italian-Americanism, they're just proud of it. They're not sad that we see them that way, most Italians have met, and that's really cool. That's what America and Italy should be about. So yeah, let's see, other things, you know, obviously when I, obviously, well, if we're talking about the ladies again, you know, and sort of Italians are sort of a romantic culture, no one epitomizes that more than Casanova. Yes, I watched a documentary on Casanova and I was not disappointed. Who knows how much of what he said was true or untrue, but you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that the guy known to be this crazy lover, you know, crazy sort of, you know, seducer of women is Italian. It just doesn't, you know, again, the over the topness. If you know, I sort of said that Germans were very over the top. Italians are perhaps even more so over the top. You know, it's just like every Italian that is famous is just very, very famous. And let's see, there's also another Italian cultural reference I was exposed to, obviously. I read the first book. I'm still waiting for more translations to come out or find more copies of this book from Giorgio Serbenko, and it was called the it was a noir, you know, crime solving novel, and it's part of what he called the Milan Quartet. And you know, the setting in Milan is just, you know, they're all the time in the hot city square trying to escape the heat, and he's trying to help this alcoholic kick his addiction. They're always going out to the countryside, finding some countryside bar and drinking and going somewhere else. And he's trying to hunt down these people who are trying to, you know, I guess in some ways kind of they're trying to manipulate or get in charge of prostitutes. And it's quite a wild book. It was really a great read. And, you know, this is Italy. This is what Italy is. You know, it's extremeness. It's constant running around, you know, trying to escape the heat and escape, you know, the criminality, but it's just all in your face. It's all baked in. It's something that can't be bled out, you know, and all set to amazing scenery with amazing food in the background. So, you know, and then sort of some other things that I think of when I think of Italy is obviously who doesn't think of Venice and a city with water running through it and gondolas. Yeah, this, again, just totally extreme, right? Oh, we started to flood a little bit. Well, let's just embrace it and build a city where the streets are water. You know, that sounds like a good idea. We're Italy, damn it. You know, That's what Italy is, you know, just embracing being its crazy self. And, you know, sometimes it makes things more difficult, but as an outside observer, it's really cool to watch. So, yeah, those are some things I think about when I think of Italian culture. Let's see. I also think of, let's see, I said Serbenko and I said, I also think of course, when you think of Italian politics, you think of the craziness of Machiavelli, right? You know, and sort of the interplay of all these city-states, whereas, you know, other places, and city-states are not a unique thing to Italy. At the time, lots of places were city-states, but the opulence and the money being thrown around by these little city-states, you know, it's just crazy. And then, of course, we also think of Da Vinci, right? A great inventor, but perhaps too far past this, too far ahead of its time, you know, an absurd level of, again, just every Italian that ends up becoming famous, it seems like to me, is, you never see like a moderate Italian becoming famous. It's always somebody who's just all of it in one, just, you know, crazy smart, got crazy problems, just so exploding with a eyeballs glued to me, you know, it's just, or Michelangelo, you know, just the Sistine Chapel, stuff like that. It's just so, Italy is just so, I don't know how to describe it, it's just so extreme. And as a geographer who's drawn to see the different cultures in the world, that's what draws me in. You know, that's what I get excited about. I don't get excited about a very medium culture. You know, I get excited about a culture that's just exploding with culture. It's just in your face all the time, you know, and that's what I love about Italy. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments section. Tell me about some of the other things you think about when you think of Italian culture, and thanks.